Well, it doesn't take a lot of summer heat to dry you out, and that's not a good thing. If there's one word you should remember all season long, it's hydration.
We talked about it with Fairfax Hackley of Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.
You know, besides boosting immunity, it's really good for cardiovascular health. It helps with your circulation. It increases our energy. It helps us fight fatigue. It also helps us fight that brain fog, you know, when we get up in the morning and, you know, we don't drink enough water to keep ourselves hydrated. It helps lubricate our joints. It flushes out toxins. It prevents cramping. It also keeps our body supple. So, you know, when you have a lot of water in your body, in your system, you're able to move better. So that's what yoga does. But the most important thing is it aids with digestion and assimilation of your food. So without water, we're in serious trouble.
So I bet a lot of people would be kind of astonished to know there are right and wrong ways to hydrate. So what are the right ways, or what kind of mistakes do people make?
Well, besides not drinking enough water, the biggest mistake is thinking that some other type of fluid is a good replacement for actually drinking water. You know, they'll drink tea, they'll drink coffee, they'll drink alcohol, they'll drink all these other things. But we know that water should be your first choice. And it's absolutely critical that you understand that. Many of us think, oh, you know, my morning coffee, that's all I need. But we really need to drink a lot more. Also, many of us drink way too much too soon. So we gulp the water down rather than sip it. And if you go out for prolonged, you know, runs or exercise, especially in hot weather, you need to hydrate many hours before actually going out and doing it, because you know that you're going to sweat, and it's very difficult to replace, you know, hydration on the run. So it's important that you already have that in your system. So hydrate hours before you go.
Okay, any final tips for us?
Keep your water within reach, which is very important, within eyesight and your reach. Again, eat 20 to 30% of your water with your fruits and vegetables. That's very important. I also like for people to think of cool down after your prolonged exercise and slowly sip the water rather than gulp it, and then get a proper cool down. And while you're doing that, keep moving. Just don't stop. And remember to track your water intake and flow out. Your color of your urine is not a good indication of your hydration levels, because if you're eating vitamins and things like that, you'll also have discolorations. And water is only the only drink that a wise man should drink.
That's Fairfax Hackley of Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.